Thank you, Brad. Arcata police acting on a be-on-the-lookout alert for 63-year-old Arcata resident Eric Lundeen arrested him on Monday night. Lundeen was booked into county jail on several felony charges, including kidnapping, burglary, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. The arrest stemmed from an interview sheriff's deputies conducted with a 61-year-old McKinleyville woman who reported that when she answered her door at just before noon on Monday, Lundeen burst in, brandished two handguns, and started screaming at her, stating that her son had stolen marijuana. He destroyed her television and later her cell phone, but in between he demanded she call her son to come to the residence. The ordeal went on as Lundeen threatened the woman with death several times and even forced her into his truck and drove to Arcata while pointing out areas where he could hide and bury her body. Lundeen eventually dropped the woman back at her residence and returned to his place in Arcata, where officers found and arrested him. Officers recovered two loaded and stolen handguns and some controlled substances. Detectives from the Eureka Police Department's problem-oriented police team conducted a probation and hotel enforcement operation in the 1200 block of 4th Street on Monday. Detectives contacted two probationers, 34-year-old Thomas Grzymski and 24-year-old Kira Foley, and a search of the pair turned up more than 45 grams of heroin, 34 grams of methamphetamine, and a stolen laptop computer. Grzymski was arrested for several drug possession charges as well as possession of stolen property, and he was charged and booked. Foley was arrested on possession charges and booked as well. In the past 3 days, the POP team has removed more than 80 grams of heroin and nearly 100 grams of meth from Eureka streets. State Democratic lawmakers have introduced a bill that addresses the increasing concerns over the state's prison realignment program. Responding to concerns from local law enforcement, Assembly Bill 601 would send parole violators back to prison instead of county jails, regardless of the latest crime committed. The prison realignment plan keeps felons under state supervision, but unless they commit a serious, violent, or sexually related crime, they are incarcerated locally in an effort to reduce the state prison population. The bill still leaves rooms for a judge's discretion and won't require a mandatory return to prison. And April has been designated Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and local law enforcement, along with the California Highway Patrol, have focused on targeting drivers who use cell phones and other electronic devices behind the wheel. On Tuesday, state lawmakers introduced a bill that closes a loophole in a piece of legislation passed last year, and it addresses drivers 18 and under. The bill would ban teenagers from using a hands-free device to read or listen to messages left on their phones while driving. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Technology is changing local classrooms. Stephen Walker has more.
As schools continue to work on their budgetary issues, they will be looking for ways to eliminate wasteful spending. One of these possible targets could be textbooks. The days of lockers and backpacks full of textbooks may soon be over, as more and more schools are looking to present their educational materials through the internet or via flash drives. President of St. Bernard's Catholic School, David Sharp, recently commented on this technological shift and expressed his interest in bringing these ideas to St. Bernard's.
So it's really something that's heavily pushed out there. Schools are moving in that direction. It's something that we're looking to put together, especially, you know, a small cart that, you know, we can have available for a classroom that needs it at that time, get a couple, and, you know, have laptops in the classrooms.
However, as Sharp explains, there are risks in converting the educational system to an all-digital format.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into the decision. Yeah, it's great when you look at it on the surface. Everybody's got a new iPad or laptop, but then it's like, okay, what happens when one breaks? What happens when it needs to be serviced? So there's a lot of cost that goes into it, and you know, we're going to do it smartly at first and try to push it as much as we can.
Sharp is committed to providing his students with the best education possible.
And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.